Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trunopole. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city, Cincinnati, Ohio, home of my UC Bearcats. All right, guys, do me a favor. If you found the channel, smash that thumbs up, hit that like and subscribe button. I'm at 708 subscribers, trying to get to 800. That would be awesome. Tell everybody about me. Now, this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. And I say that every day. It means you want to look for a house, a condo, apartments to rent. Check out the website. If you own properties, you don't want to mess with the rental, give them a call and they will take care of it for you. And you can just sit back and collect the money. All right, guys. Well, yesterday, Joe Burrow underwent successful surgery. It was a successful one. He's expected to make a complete recovery. Joe will begin the recovery process and look forward to his return next season. Now, if that's at the beginning of the year, I don't know. I hope so. I think there's a very good chance that that will happen. But we had some more, another Bengal go down. Unbelievable. I mean, the Bengals cannot stay healthy this year. Auden Tate, he will undergo season ending shoulder surgery via Dr. James Andrews down there in Alabama, down there in Jeremy D's, part of the country. So again, it's this whole year has just been one big injury prone season after another. So all right, I got a couple other topics we can get to the Reds with the non-tenders that they contracts that they did. They non-tendered Archie Bradley, non-tendered Kirk Cassali, Archie Bradley. They non-tendered Kyle Farmer, but then they turned around and signed into a one-year contract. So we talk about that. We talk about UC's win, 65-55 over Litzicum. And so let's get into it. All right, let's get to some of the questions here. Hopefully Jeremy will be joining me later on. Maybe he's having a hard time getting out of school. I think it's about Joe Burrow's surgery. And Dennis wants to know, do I have any sporting news? Well, I just read all the sporting news that I got. Thank God. I'm assuming this is for Joe Burrow. So it looks like it's going to hopefully it's a bit successful surgery and he'll be back soon. Natural, what's up? Evan Dillon, Houday, right back at you. Crown, what you got, brother? Is UC a football school or a basketball school? They're both right now. I think historically we're more of a basketball school than a football school, but we've had a lot of success here in the last, I'd say 10, 15 years in football. So it's becoming more and more, we've had more success or greater success here lately, I think, as football than we did in basketball. Now, in Bob Huggins' years, we had unbelievable success, you know, in the basketball. So let's get into the Bengals here. I'm happy Joe Burrow got a surgery and it's, you know, going to be successful, going to make a complete recovery. I mean, it all depends on, I guess, as far as when he'll get back, it all depends on the rehab and how diligent he is. And it's always the thing where you want to push it, but you don't want to push it too much to where you don't have, you know, you injure yourself again. I mean, look at Klay Thompson. This is to be the worst case scenario. Klay Thompson, the guard for the Golden State Warriors, tore his ACL. He was out all year. He's working out, getting ready to come back for the NBA. And now he ripped his Achilles. That is like the worst thing in the world to happen. I pray to God that doesn't happen to Joe Burrow, but that's why you have to be careful and diligent and do enough, but not too much. And then you got Auden Tate. He's had a very good year this year. And it's hard to imagine how many injuries the Bengals have went on key players. Now Auden Tate's out. And the thing is, none of them are just injuries that, you know, they're out for a little bit, miss a couple games, and it'll be back. I mean, Hubbard's like the only one I can think of really that missed a couple games and came back. Joe Mixon hasn't been back and he is on the IR. He won't be back till there's three games left in the season. And honestly, I don't know if you play him then. So, you know, anyway, Facebook user, you think you need a link, which is kind of interesting that you bring that up. There is a possibility. Wait, Jeremy, you need a link? I sent you the link. All right, hang on. I don't know how that happened. But there is a possibility that we are thinking about doing a call-in show through the link. Give me 1 second here. I don't have the link. I don't know how to do this on. That's why Jeremy. Are you going to get him on? Okay. All right. Somehow I didn't send you. I don't know. I thought I went through. Anyway, but there's a way we can do this where I can potentially at the top of the chat row page, I can put the link on there and you guys can come on and do our call-in show. We've had other people ask us about that. Lots of people ask us to do that. And it's a possibility that I'm trying to figure out how to do that with the application I have here. But that is something that we might happen in the future. You guys could come in and talk and, you know, be like a regular talk show. Okay. By the way, trading away AJ Dunlap and Gio 3 years ago. Oh, sorry. I get up to the top one. My bad, dude. Okay. I was of the opinion that the Bengals should have just committed to rebuild. And you're saying, by the way, of trading AJ Dunlap and Gio 3 years ago. That's a possibility they could have done that. But, you know, what's up, Jeremy?
What's up, buddy?
I thought I sent you the link. I guess I don't
know what happened. Hey, I was enjoying the show, man.
Oh, man. So anyway,
what I missed.
Oh, nothing. Me just rambling on. I was talking about Joe Burrow. He got underwent surgery yesterday.
Right.
Successful. Yep. And I was just saying, as long as he does due diligence and does what he's supposed to, there's a very good chance that he could come back at the beginning of the year. It's not a guarantee. And I'm not even saying it's most likely. It depends on how he does it, you know, because I referenced to Klay Thompson, the Golden State Warriors. He tore his ACL. He was out all year. Rehabbing, then he ripped his Achilles. God forbid we want that to happen to Joe Burrow, but those are things that, you know, could happen.
Yes. So,
and then Alton Tate, he underwent season-ending shoulder surgery. And then I talked about the Reds contract players or players they did not tender contract to yet. Kirk Casale, Archie Bradley, and Brian Goodwin. Those are the two that they picked up at the end of last year. And neither one were under contract.
Now I got you.
They basically let him go. Kyle Farmer, they non-tendered him, but then they signed him to a one-year contract. And so he's the infielder who plays. He played outfield last year. He catches. Yep. I mean, dude can play wherever.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a baseball player.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just a straight ball player. Yep. Yeah. I'm happy they kept him. The thing with Archie Bradley and Brian Goodwin, to me, we got him. They didn't really – I'm not heartbroken that we didn't re-sign him again because – you know, Archie Bradley, I think, should have been a better reliever. I think he's billed to be a better reliever than we saw him. But, you know, they need to try to, if they are serious about trying to get Jose Lindor from Cleveland, they need to free up some money. So this is one way to do it.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. And that's exactly what I was thinking. You know,
I mean, I've heard him or D.D. Gregorius. But they got to fix the shortstop position. Yeah. They're not going to sign Trevor. They're not.
Yeah.
And then I talked about UC's win over Lipscomb, 67-55. Ohio State, I was going to let you talk. You watched the Ohio State game last night. Did they win, lose? What happened in that game?
Well, I mean, we played Morehead State. So, I mean, you know, how much do you really get out of that? But – the Buckeyes looked really, really good, and it surprised me a little bit, actually, how well they did look. When you look at some of these guys that we've got playing, I mean, I'm new to watching all these new players, you know, coming in for Ohio State. Right. But if you look at this Liddell kid, I mean, he's a forward. I mean, this guy's put up 16 to 20 points a game. I mean,
how many games have you guys played anyway?
We are 3-0 now.
Yeah, see, that's the problem with UC. UC last night, that was their very first game, and it looked like it. And I liked the offense. I liked the shots, but the problem was they were taking so many three-pointers, they weren't going in.
No.
And finally, they decided to get the ball inside the vote, and, you know, that at least they started scoring, and some outside shots went in. Hopefully, that's not a sign for the way the season's going to go. But unfortunately, Bearcat basketball has looked like that a lot. We can't shoot from the outside. And I'm hoping with Brandon and the guys we got, you know, it should be better. I got – hopefully got a highlight video of last night's game coming in. I got my little producer over there working on it right now. Hopefully it'll come on. We'll see. And it should have sound this time, hopefully, as long as I don't screw it up. Hopefully.
Yeah, and I also heard you talking about the kind of the future plans for
future plans for the show and like I said, I got to figure out how to do it. It's just thoughts that we're basically we don't have a phone line, you know, but we can send in the chat room. I could send a link out there, and you guys can click on. You can still comment if you don't want to get on camera. That's fine, you know. You comment in the chat, or you you know, we'll put you in the waiting room and then bring you up, and we can talk just like this.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's something we're working on that we possibly could do maybe as early as tomorrow, but I kind of doubt it. Depends on if I got to figure it out and I got to have time to try to figure it out. But
there's also this involved and everything else. So
if I got to upgrade my system, I don't make any money doing it.
Maybe so, next year, guys. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But anyway,
Burrow time.
Yeah, anyway, it's an idea, but UC, I think the new guys, they look like new guys. I mean, it looked like they hadn't played, you know, together, hadn't played all year. Yeah. So, you know,
it really did.
Yeah, it is what it is. My concern is I don't want to look like that against Xavier. You know, we look like that against Xavier, we're gonna have a hard time beating them, I think. Xavier hasn't played all that well this year, but we're going to have a hard time beating them. Let's see what's up.
Exactly.
Hey, Jeremy, Jeff, I wanted to put it out there. Be patient, Bengals fan. We will get Burrow back just as long as Burrow don't have a massive setback. I'm very positive he will be back first game. Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with him. I just don't want to put it out there that he's definitely coming back first game because I don't know. I'm hoping he is. I'm pretty positive like Mike is. I think he will be. And like I said, I mean, if – we could keep the third pick and we draft Pinel Sewell.
Yeah.
Dude, you flip Jonah to the right, you get say you don't get Wayne Davis at guard. Say he's not there. You know, I think there's enough guys in the draft that they could get to be a very good guard. And worst case, you can sign a free agent. You know, you can sign an offensive lineman. I mean, there's a lot of options out there. And so, like I said, not that the injury was a great thing. It's not. It's terrible. I hate it, you know. But it could be a blessing in disguise because if Joe Burrow is playing these last couple games, there's a very good chance we're going to win most of them. Like, I think we would have won Washington. I think we would beat the Giants, you know, because things were starting to roll, I think. We weren't winning, you know, but we were there and we were almost making plays and, you know, and the schedule was going to get a lot easier. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. And Jeff's not saying, guys, we were rolling against great teams.
No.
But we were better than all of these teams with Joe Burrow.
Oh, yeah.
Without Joe Burrow, we're not better than the Giants. We're not better than –
I'll put it to you this way. Without Joe Burrow, we're worse than we were last year because last year we had Andy Dalton. Now it's the Bengals –
when
the
and four they games, benched him.
Yeah. So, it's the four games that they played Finley. And, you know, that's how – which, I mean, Brandon Allen looked, I think, better than Finley did.
Oh, yeah.
But that's where we're at, you know. So it's not a big – there's a very good chance we're not going to win a game the rest of the year. I mean, let's be real. I hope we do. But, I mean, I will never root for the Bengals to lose. But I don't want them to lose the third pick. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's still a chance that we could, but we'll see. We'll see what happens.
There's still a chance we can maybe get that second pick too, though. So you never know. You never know.
Jacksonville's got what? I mean, the Jets have no wins.
Jets, zero. Yeah.
They've pretty much got it locked up. Locked up. Jacksonville, what they got? They got one win, two wins? I don't know. Yeah.
You know, they win maybe, you know, if they play a couple teams that are going to the playoffs, resting their guys, you never know. But they're going to still try to out-tank us. You know, everybody's going to try to out-tank us for either all the picks or for Pinnell or that guy out of Oregon is what I'd rather call him.
That guy, yeah. That guy out of Oregon. All right, I'll bring this question up again that the Natural brought on when I was bringing it up. He said, I was of the opinion the Bengals should have committed to the rebuild. Let's see here. And then the other one is by trading AJ Dunlap and Geno 3 years ago. I mean, if
three?
Yeah, that would have been Marvin's second to last year.
And so they were still pretty savage 3 years ago. Last year they slowed down a little. This year, but three.
I kind of agree. I mean, not 3 years ago, maybe 2 years. Especially last year. I kind of agree with him for last year.
Yeah.
And I was kind of thinking that because we're not going anywhere. Those guys, by the time we get, and I kind of said that, by the time we get good, I mean, I've legitimately said this since we got Zach, it's going to legitimately, I think, take us 3 years from when Zach got here to be a legitimate team if it goes right, you know? So exactly. I kind of agree with the Natural that maybe not 3 years ago, but for sure last year, they should have got rid of some of them, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just because the longer you keep them, their value is just going to go down, you know? I mean, AJ, last year, we probably couldn't got anything for him. But Gino, we could have. Carlos, people complain about the Carlos Dunlap trade. I still don't think it's bad. People are like, oh, he's doing so good there. He wasn't going to do that here, you know? It wasn't going to happen. And we got out of his contract, which is the biggest thing to me. So it frees up more money to go get other players. You know, we don't owe him anything.
Exactly. So, you know, it's just like it's that way with every team, guys. It's not just Cincinnati. There are teams that let guys go. They go to another team and they flourish. Yeah. And thing with Dunlap is, though, he's only got probably another year or two to actually do that kind of stuff because we're not talking about a 25-year-old guy anymore. So.
Right.
Good. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
Hope he does well.
All right. Crown's got a shout out to you, Jeremy, about your jerseys. You got different jerseys behind you today.
Yeah. Actually, this one behind me here was given to me from a very nice coworker out in Texas in her home office. And if she's watching or does watch, I want to tell her thank you again. Yep. It's the championship. It is the Super Bowl trophy Joe Burrow jersey. And she in her card said that's where he's going to take us.
Yep.
I believe it. And that's why it's going to stay right around here close.
Exactly. All right. Got another one from the Natural. The first round pick in the top 10. Then you have to take a premium position like tackle or cornerback. If the first round pick is in the top 10, you have to take a premium position like, tackle or quarterback. If it's top three, we're taking Pinnell. They are saying he, I mean, now, you know, projections, yada, yada, yada. But they're saying he's the next Anthony Munoz. You know, he's that good.
Right.
So, and you put a video of his highlight clips from last year. He opted out this year. He looks like a beast. Now he has a very unusual number. He's 58. I don't think he's 58 in Cincinnati. And they're usually 70s. And he ain't gonna be 78. Nobody's ever wore 78 except Anthony Munoz.
Right.
So I don't think he's gonna be. I'm just kind of curious what number. I'm always, you know, what number will he be? What's his jersey gonna be like? So
And to be honest, I would have liked to have watched him play one more full year of football.
I would like to actually watch him live. I never heard of him until somebody started mentioning him here on the show. I didn't even know who he was.
Well, Colin Cowherd and all the ESPN Goonies, you know, they go on and on about him because he's had a he's had so far what he's put on tape is pretty impressive, but I really would have liked to seen him play this year, especially with a third pick overall.
I don't blame him. What is Pac-12 playing? They're playing less games than the Big Ten is.
True. No, I don't blame him.
I don't blame him at all. Taking a chance for playing, four games, maybe five. What's taking a chance of getting injured. You're already going to be a top three pick. I would have sat out too.
Yeah, so. It's like my Buckeyes. If something happens, we don't play Michigan State Saturday or
Michigan canceled their game. Did you hear that?
Yeah, Michigan canceled their game this week. Most likely, they're them little, don't want to play Ohio State.
Right.
So at that point, what happens? Does the NCAA allow us to pick up maybe the Illinois game, the Maryland game? I don't know. I pray they have to do
something. If
it ain't right,
Ohio State can't play. Let's say they play Saturday and they can't play next week. They got to do something because that'll only give them five games.
Exactly. You've already got Ryan Day in 21-day quarantine for crying out loud. Right. They've talked to Urban Meyer about being an assistant coach. I mean, to come back for so.
Yeah, they got to. Well, this again now. This is the reason that I said this would be the year to expand the playoffs because of this, because for some reason they still put Ohio State in, with only playing four games. People are going to be going nuts. Like, they played four games. Yeah. How are you going to put them in there? Which, I agree. I understand. So that to me is like this. College football has done nothing to have a backup plan as far as this goes. Nothing. It's like, all right, we're doing our four teams. This is the add, go to six, add two more teams. I mean, why is that so hard to figure out? I don't understand.
And it's more fun. There's a lot of people sitting at home right now. Why not add a couple extra games? Why not allow a couple extra teams? Maybe even like Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And just see what happens and have fun. Let the people watch. A lot of people are sitting at home. Your money.
You see, dude, they're going to be the third time this year that they've had a 3-week break between games. 3 weeks. It's ridiculous. All right, here you go. Brad M's got one for me. Miami, Ohio has a free date this week if they want to win.
Hey, we'll play anybody at this point. I mean,
I wish Ohio. What kills me is one of the games that the Bearcats play every year is for the Victory Bell against Miami. And I didn't know the Mac was even back until they started playing on ESPN. I'm like, I thought they were done for the whole year. I never heard anything about them coming back. Then all of a sudden they're back, but they're just playing Mac schools. But I mean, yeah, it'd be awesome. I mean, if you see Miami would play at least one game, give them another game. But I mean, UC really doesn't. If they play Tulsa, if that game goes through and then they play Tulsa again, which looked like it, which would be really weird because last year we played Michigan or Memphis at the end of the year. Then we played Memphis in the championship game, and it sounds like there's a very good chance we'll play Tulsa 1 week, then play Tulsa again. So it's kind of weird how that's worked out. Crown said Michigan will cancel the Ohio State game, people, and Columbus will go crazy. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude, I don't put a past them one bit. I mean, Herb Street said it the other night, and people are kind of ripping. I'm like, dude, they hate each other. You don't think Michigan will take a chance to screw Ohio State any chance they get?
Yeah, and when you're a two-decade loser to the Buckeyes, you're going to do anything you can to try to hurt them or do what you can. I mean, that's just the way it is. Look at the record the last 20 years even.
Right. I get back to Zach. Brad says with COVID, I think Zach needs 4 years, which I'll give him another 2 years. I honestly think next year I'm a three. If next year isn't any better than this year, then yeah, I think I'm ready for him to go. Then I mean, like I said, if they get rid of him this year, I'm not gonna be upset. But I just think because somebody else brought this up on hold on, Crown. I'll get to your question in a second. Somebody brought this up on Bengals Nation. I thought this was actually a pretty good point for a reason to keep Zach. But you got Joe Burrow concentrating on his rehab and getting better and getting back hopefully for the beginning of next year. So do you want to pile on top of him learning a new system on top of what he had to do already this year in this weird COVID thing? So I would personally think for Joe's sake and Joe recovering, it would be better if he just already knows the system. I mean, he's still going to be working on it. He'll still be doing it, you know, but he had to learn a whole new system, whole new coaching staff. But Amarillo needs to go. Armadillo needs to go. He definitely needs to go. But that's another reason I think it would be more cohesiveness to keep Zach because of what has happened to Joe. And, you know, and just he's all right. You want him to get better. You want him to really just concentrate, get his knee better, and get ready to go next year. Kind of what I think. All right, let's get back to Crown here.
Yeah.
Is that up here? All right, Dunlap is in a different system. Plus, he didn't want to be here. Yeah, exactly. He really didn't do a whole lot last year either. I don't think him and Zach got along at all, honestly.
Yeah, I think there's about three players in that locker room where they just, for some reason.
A lot of the guys that don't get along with them, see, that most of them are Marvin's guys, except for Joe.
Ross.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
and
Ross didn't get along with Marvin, and Ross didn't get along with Zach. So,
and he don't get along with nobody. He just he thinks he needs to be out on the field, and every time they try to put him out there, he's
yeah. Right.
We all know about John Ross.
All right, the natural. What position should they address outside? Either in free agency or the draft.
Outside of the O-line?
Outside of the O-line. Sorry, I missed that part. Yes. To me, it's D-line. They got to fix both lines. That's the biggest thing. You fix that D-line as far as getting pressure on the quarterback, that'll make the secondary better. So I think you go – if you can't go offensive line, first and second pick, or first and second round, you go offensive line, defensive, pass rusher. That's another thing they can do. If there's a really good – defensive pass rusher in the second round, and there's enough free agent guards out there, you might take that pass rusher and go after a guard. Cause there is a lot of good free agents, offensive linemen, you know, yeah, at this year or in this offseason.
Well, so, yeah. Wyatt Davis isn't the only
man
on the planet, but he is a bad man.
Yeah,
but no, he's a bad man. I'm with you on that.
And yeah, there's a very
good pass rusher.
There's a very good chance that he won't be there. And just because Cowhead said it doesn't mean he's going. He's the best guard in the draft. So and I do think there's a chance it could be, because guards usually don't get drafted in the first round. Tackles and centers, as far as offensive linemen, get drafted in the first round. Now, they've drafted kickers before in a first round pick. Not very often, but it's happened. So I mean, yeah, it just depends. If that team falls in love with him and they want him, they'll draft him. It's just,
All these mock drafts will get in your head, because you'll see Wyatt Davis in the 20s and just about every one of them. So you think, oh, well, but you never know until it's played out. Right. You really don't.
See, that's the thing. It kind of depends, because there's another guy. I wish I remember what college he went to. He's a tackle right now, but he's projected as being a guard in the NFL. I can't remember what school it is off the top of my head, but that's another guy that could potentially, if Davis is gone, they could get him. But the thing is, though, like I said, if you are pretty confident you can sign a guard in the offseason and there's this legit pass rusher, you know, that could consistently get pressure on that quarterback, I think you might go that direction. You know, go Sewell. I've completely changed my mind. Unless we get the second pick, then I think we traded for a whole bunch of picks. You know, if we get there where we're in position to get one of the two quarterbacks, you know, then you have a chance. Then you trade it. Then you try to get, you know, other picks. Just, I mean, if we get the second pick, somebody who we jumped, you know, they want to move up from the third pick to get up there because we're going to take the quarterback or whatever, or trade it to somebody who's going to jump over you to get that quarterback. We drop down, back down to third. We get what we want plus picks.
Right.
So it just, there's the draft. When you actually get into the different nuances of the draft, you really get into it. There's a lot of stuff you could talk about and things.
Fact of the matter, though, to answer his question is, once we solidify the O-line, we got to get a pass rush.
Yes.
We got to get two pass rushers. Yes. I mean, because listen, I know we bang and I bang on our defensive secondary all the time, but you know, when you're watching a football game and you're watching a quarterback in a four-man rush or even a blitz and he's standing back there 5, 6, 7 seconds, I would put Deion Sanders on somebody and see if he could stay 7 seconds with a receiver with the speed that they have today.
Yeah,
it's undoable. You got Willie Jackson III. You got Trey Waynes coming back. You got Bates. I mean, you got all these young, great players. They're going to be okay, but they cannot stay with somebody 7 seconds. It just, it's not in physics. It don't happen.
All right, Mike's got a question here. I'm trying to read it. Now I do have a question. How come Texas A&M have one loss? Florida has one loss, and I found out the committee has some ex-football player, and Iowa has their AD being on the committee. They always have that. If that's the committee members are Power Five people, that happens all the time. And Texas A&M, dude, I will give it. I questioned that myself, but watching them Saturday blow the doors off of LSU, I mean, I don't think LSU scored. I mean, Texas A&M is. I'll give it to them. They're legit. I mean, now I'm not saying they beat us. I'm not saying we beat them. I have no idea. That's the only game I've ever seen of them. But yeah, let's see here. What's Mike
got? I can tell you, out of watching LSU this year, they suck.
Yeah, so, they're not. Yeah, they lost a lot last year. They lost a lot of people last year.
I don't know how much it means to whatever, but they are bad.
Mike says, according to Urban Meyer, he said Cincinnati should be 5 or 6.
Yeah.
We'll put it this way. They put them at 7. UC did not play a game. Ohio State did not play a game. Everybody else won. They ain't going to move them. I mean, I think they should have been 5 or 6 the first college football playoff show. You know, they should have been that there. Yeah. But this last one, I didn't think they were going to move. Like I said, 7 for the committee is the perfect place to put UC because look, you guys are top 7, you know, you guys are so close. It's a good job. You're doing great, but we can't move. we need 3 teams to lose and we got to blow out Tulsa twice probably to get in. The likelihood of that happening is slim. Now we do have, there is going to be some movement because you got Florida, you got Alabama that are going to play each other in the SEC championship. One of them's going to lose, you know. Now, if
I can tell you who.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Florida.
Yeah.
But if for some strange reason Florida beats Alabama, that's going to be worse for the Buckeyes than anybody because then they could drop Alabama down, drop Ohio State out, and drop Florida in is what could happen. So for you, my friend, and it's going to kill you to do it, but you're going to want Alabama to win.
You know, I am, but the committee's always been SEC biased. It doesn't matter. Georgia, 2 losses. What are they, 9? You know, somebody, whoever loses that game against Florida and Bama, I don't care if Florida loses with 2 losses. We'll be lucky to get them out of the top 5 or, you know, even out of the top 10. It's just, it's amazing. I mean, they had Condoleezza Rice on the committee for crying out loud. I mean, talk about getting political and all. Are you kidding me?
Yep. All right, hold on a second. Mike, I guess, is clarifying his question. What'd you say? I guess Mike's on break because he's blowing it up.
Should have jumped on, brother.
I didn't even send you a link. So.
Well, that's true. Oh, well, yeah. Mike didn't invite me, so
yeah.
I'm the stepchild.
The question was, how come Texas A&M and Florida has one loss? You have Cincinnati undefeated, but they're in front of us. Well, because Florida is in the SEC, and so is Texas A&M, and their quote-unquote strength of schedule is better than ours, which you can't – if you look at that, you can't argue with that. It is. I hate it. But it is. Now, we were having this conversation, all 3 of us, right before I was going to work last night. If UC is in the ACC and they had this exact record, they are in the top 4. Bar none. There should be no question whatsoever they'd be in the top 4. If they had an undefeated record in the ACC, they'd be in the top 4. That's the difference. We're in the American. They don't give us any respect, which, I mean, if you look at the teams in the ACC, SEC, the ACC is actually, to me, is the closest one to the American as far as team. Because, I mean, you got 2 really good teams, right, this year. You got Clemson and you got Notre Dame. Rest of them, they're, you know, nothing to write home about. You know, Big 12 has actually got some teams, but they never play defense. they're, you know. So the SEC, unfortunately, I hate to say it, and, you know, we both can't stand it, but they got good teams. You gotta give it to them. So that's the reason you see is where they're at. Unless they have a chance to get into the ACC or Big 12 or Big 10 or you know, SEC, this is what's going to happen to them. They got to get into this, or they expand the playoffs. That one of those two things got to happen, or it's going to be like this the whole time. You know, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I've talked with Mike about it a lot. Talked with you guys about it. You know, it doesn't matter. The committee is SEC biased completely. I don't care what anybody says. You know what? Come at me, whatever. Give me a. I've seen my Buckeyes knocked out 2 years in a row, with one loss, not in a row. I take that back. I'm sorry, but twice with one loss after stomping a rated team in our championship game, and them keeping a same one loss SEC team in front of us to go to the playoffs or. Back then, even the BCS. So, you know, it is what it is. And that's what I've told Mike, you know, it's just there's nothing that's going to change anything. People can, you know, we can try to – I wish the Bearcats were in there. I wish they would go to six games. I wish no matter what happens with Michigan, that I hope they let us play a game so we can at least go to our bowl championship, our championship game.
Right.
But at the end of the day, this committee thinks the SEC is the best conference in all of college football, and they've thought it for the past
20 years.
I'm talking playoff time, but yes, going even to beat the BCS
years. Yeah, they would do it. So yeah.
All the way back there. Yeah. And it's been the same. It hasn't changed. I don't see it changing. I see the Buckeyes not even making it to the playoffs this year.
Well, they're going to have a hard time. If they don't have enough games, they're flat going to have a hard time. Now, Anthony got a good observation here. He says, what do you guys think about Coastal Carolina getting to schedule BYU this weekend? Now, BYU has a ranked opponent, which I'm okay with. BYU is so far down, they're 14. They're not getting in. They gave them less respect than they gave UC, but to his point, Ohio State, UC, they should be able to somehow schedule somebody, you know, to get some games in here. Ohio State needs games. UC doesn't necessarily need more games. I mean, if we get games against higher ranked teams, it could help. But at this point, I think it's too late. But for Ohio State, yes, I think they should be able to schedule something.
Exactly. We got Illinois and Maryland out there. We've had to cancel.
Right.
One of the two of those teams that don't have COVID rampant running through them. Right. Let's play. Let's play the game. Let's get our sixth game in. Let's go to the bowl game, play our seventh game. Let's win that game. Would give us eight.
You mean the Big Ten championship game?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then send us to playoffs, give us eight win. I mean, come on.
Right. Yeah, that's where they should. I don't know if Big Ten won't let them, or I don't know what's going on with them.
I don't either.
Crown says UC wouldn't be undefeated in the ACC. Well, if you can, I don't know how. I know
I'm out of this one.
Well, the thing is, look, let's see this one. If they could avoid playing Clemson that year, you know, then yeah, I think they could have went undefeated. I think there's a very good chance. If they had to play Clemson, no. I mean, you got North Carolina. They're good. I mean, not bad. They're good teams. I'm just saying, I think UC could. I'm not saying they definitely would, you know, but they could, you know. And if they, and the thing is, what my point, I guess, is not would they or wouldn't they. If they did this and they were in the ACC, they'd be in. That's my whole point. It's about the conference that they're in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, could they do it this year or not? If they're in the ACC and they went undefeated, they'd be in.
Yeah.
I mean, that was more of my point, not if they can do it or whatever. I'm just saying, good.
And Crown, you're my boy, dude. You know, but I got to stick with Jeff on this one. You know, before Clemson started, you know, with Dabo Swinney, and he started building what he's built now, there wasn't much ACC talk.
It was Florida State. That was pretty much
That's
it.
That's all.
Yeah.
Now you've got Clemson. You've got Florida State, who's losing games. They're not, Virginia Tech, Virginia, all the ACC is not that strong. So I would not say that the Bearcats could not go undefeated in that league. But against Clemson, I do have a feeling that there may be an ASS whooping that would come.
I'm not saying Clemson. I'm just, you know, the thing, like I keep saying, I want the opportunity to find out. You know, that's the thing is, once you get in these conferences, just like look at Clemson. Clemson wasn't this big juggernaut that they are now, you know, until Dabo got there. And now he's got it rolling. All you got to do is get in that conference, and you get a chance to get to the playoffs. You get a chance to do this. You know, it wouldn't take much to get it rolling.
Right.
Anthony. The head committee guy said the Buckeyes are at 4 because they think they are a better team or better than the teams behind them. And us not going to the conference championship should hurt us, he said. I mean, I think he means the Buckeyes.
Shouldn't hurt us.
Or shouldn't hurt us. They'd only have like five games if you're not going to the conference championship game.
So we're talking about the Buckeyes, not the Bearcats?
I don't know. Anthony, clarify. You talking about the Buckeyes or the Bearcats?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Because I can tell you, bro, it worries me. Just knowing the committee, knowing NCAA, knowing our commissioner.
He said the Buckeyes. He's talking about the Buckeyes.
Buckeyes? Okay,
If you read the question again, the head committee guy said the Buckeyes are at 4 because he's talking about the Buckeyes.
Okay, yeah. You know, it scares me, man. I don't know if I would put a whole lot of stock into that because the committee, they've done us wrong when we've been undefeated before. I mean, you know, or one loss to a major ranked team. I mean, so I hope you're right. I hope you're right, man.
And by the way, you said Crown's your boy. He left you a little message.
Roll Tide needs to get his ass on out of here.
Well, he also said he's out of here, and then he comes back with this. So I guess he didn't leave. Oh, that's Mike. Sorry, Mike said he's out of here.
Yeah, Mike had to go back to work.
My bad. ACC is top heavy. He says, "Yeah,
there you go.
Again, Crown. Listen to what I'm saying. If the Bearcats were undefeated in the ACC, they would be in the playoffs, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying they would go undefeated. I don't know. But if they were in there, they would be in the college football playoffs. They would be. You can't argue with that. That would happen. They're an undefeated team in a Power 5, they're going to be in. I mean, they're letting two teams with one loss in a Power 5 in their, you know, or one team, Clemson, and they got the other two ranked above us. So,
yeah.
All right, I see. It's a natural. Not a college football fan, but the playoffs need to be expanded. Yeah, especially this year. I mean, the biggest thing is this year it definitely needs to be expanded. And the thing is, the only reason you would expand it normally would be for teams like UC, you know, to give them a chance to get in. And what that would do is it would give these schools like UC, who aren't in the quote-unquote power conferences, you know, a chance to get, and this is, I think, another reason why the Power 5 conferences don't want this to happen. If UC has a chance to get to the national championship by being allowed in the college football playoffs, they can get better players and start stealing them from other places because they're already stealing them from Ohio State. That's already happening. Okay. You know, that's in our own state. So that's another reason, in my opinion, that they won't expand it, and because the Power 5 has control over the college football playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That's exactly right.
All right, Anthony.
Thought I had a little quick update there, but it's not anything I want to bring up right now. So we'll see how it works out.
Oh, shit. I dropped my water cap. Anyway, sorry. Because of what Michigan is doing, it's not our fault we don't get a conference championship game. That's true. the thing they're going to have is they're going to have a hard time. If they play Saturday, that'd be five games and putting them in. I know talent wise and everything, but that's a hard look with, they play a lot less than anybody else.
If Michigan does this and they do it because of a few players or a coach, and they do it just because they hate us, and I know they hate us because we hate them.
Right.
But just because you're afraid because you're so bad this year again, Jim Harbaugh, and you're afraid that you're going to go 0-8, I believe this will make you 0-8.
He hasn't been something yet. Close.
Against the Buckeyes. Yeah. And we've smoked your butt booty every time. If you want to run from us, that's fine. But we need to figure out somebody else who will play us. Like I said, Maryland, Illinois, see what the Big Ten will do. See what the commissioner can figure out. If there's not a COVID problem, let's play football. Let's let Michigan go cry in the Cheerios like they would be doing anyway. And let's go on to our championship, Big now, Ten championship.
I have a question for you. Now, if I was a Michigan parent and they decide not to play because COVID, or they just, well, like Herbert Sheik said, they want to wave the white flag, that would irritate me. What does that teach my son who's playing on the team?
Oh, who's it's a senior.
Too hard. Yeah. Oh, it's too hard. We're going to get our butts kicked. We don't want to go out there and play. No. One thing they all say, that these are student athletes and we're sculpting and molding men. Well, if you don't play, you're sculpting and molding a bunch of wusses saying, oh, it's too hard. I don't want to go play. I don't want to get embarrassed.
It's dude, okay to quit.
Sack up. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Sack up and play. That's all I'm saying.
Now, and think of all these seniors on Michigan's team that wants that chance, just to beat Ohio State or to see it happen once in 20 years. And gosh, I'm sitting here talking about Michigan, feeling sorry for them losers. But, but you're right. If you were a parent, how's that look? And right. If Jim Harbaugh knows that his job's probably gone, he just don't give a crap anyway.
Right. Let's see here. Oh yeah, here you go. This is what I'm gonna get to this one. Brad, he's talking about my little rant about UC. And he said that's why they will not let UC in a Power Five conference. That's why the Big Ten. I'll put this with Brad. My opinion. That's why the Big Ten won't let, meaning Ohio State won't let UC in. They don't want UC in there because he can look at me like that all he wants. But we're already taking recruits from. We can actually get in there and play against them and get recruits. Like, okay, say we talked about this before, Jeremy. Say, hey, you want to go to Ohio State and sit for 2 years, or you want to come to UC and play right away, and we're in the Big Ten and we can go to the championship and we go to the, all this stuff. That's where they got them. That's where, not that Ohio State is scared of them or anything, but it's a legitimate thing that UC can provide that Ohio State can't, because Ohio State, they have five-star recruits, backup players, third stringers are like that. You see, especially when they first start off, you see, hey, come here, you can start now. And your family can see it. You're still in the same state if you're, So anyway, I don't think Ohio State will ever let us in. I think our best shot is the ACC to get in. I don't think ACC is ever going to let us in. But yes, sir. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. First off, it's not Ohio State's decision.
Second, wait, you don't think Ohio State has any say-so in this at all?
It's not our decision.
Uh-huh.
If it was our decision, we would have played last week. We would have been playing a month ago before we started our season. If we had that much pool, we'd have been right there with you guys game wise. Mm-hmm. I don't think we do have that much. But you're correct that is one thing that would be something that might attract some kids. Is knowing that you can play right away rather than having to sit behind all these other guys. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, who's to say that those kids would rather come to Cincinnati and play, or come to Ohio State, wait a year and play, and
yeah, I mean,
it's, get more attention.
It's an optional. Well, that's the thing, though. If UC gets in the Big Ten, and they're on Big Ten Network, and they're on, they'll get in national games more because they're in the Big Ten, and it won't take. I mean, okay, like I said, Clemson. 5 years ago, would you go, oh, man, I really want to go play at Clemson?
I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, it only takes a couple winning years. I mean, winning the national championship, and, you know, it's got to be big winning years, but it can't happen. Now, I'm going to jump ahead to this one. Oh, please say, that's what I want. Anthony says, Fickell's one hell of a recruiter, but out recruiting Ryan Day, though? Now, I didn't say – like I said, I didn't say he would out recruit him. Actually, what do you call out recruiting? Because we're already taking players that were going to go to Ohio State and are coming here. So if that's out recruiting, he's already doing it. Now, out recruit him as far as getting multiple five star players? No, he won't because Ryan Day is at Ohio State. So what do you call out recruiting? So that's, yes, go ahead.
I'm guessing what he's saying is, you know, first off, the five stars that are across the table. But guys that you're taking from Ohio State are guys that we just spoke about. If you were in the Big Ten, I believe they would come to Cincinnati so they could start their freshman year and play. And I believe that's the players that you're taking, which, hey, that's good and that's great. And I like the Bearcats. Like I said, I'm a Buckeye, but I'm also a Bearcat. Everybody, you guys kill me. I don't hate the Bearcats, guys. All right. Everybody watch it. I love the Bearcats. Munchie, all of them. I love the Bearcats. Okay.
Munchie, let go.
Yeah, man. I mean, but, you know, I am grew up, schooled Columbus Buckeye. That's me.
See, I grew up, he grew up in Central Ohio. I grew up down south here, down in Cincinnati. You know, went to school there. So it's kind of
now I'm down.
Now you're down south. All right. Anthony said he'd be all in for Cincinnati over Rutgers. That'll never happen because Rutgers is New York. And that's all because of the Big Ten Network. That is the only reason which ticks me off that Rutgers is in there. That's the first thing when they got Rutgers, I'm like, why in the world would they take Rutgers? And then somebody's like, it's the New York market. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's why. Yeah. All right, let's see here. Now I want to go back to this one. Christopher's got a question for you, Jeremy. I'll let you take that one.
And I didn't like the whole Rutgers thing either, honestly, to be honest with you. But what's up, Chris? Jeremy, where you get those Burrow jerseys? Fanatics or China Side? I really want that Salute to Service one. I really like this year's Salute to Service hoodie and hat. Dude, we get a discount because I did my time. So is my dad and my whole family. But you can every single thing I have is authentic because the Salute to Service goes to not all of it, but a piece of it does go to our military vets and our active duty. So I'd like to thank them for one. And for two, you can get on anytime and literally you can Google on Fanatics or NFL Shop. Salute to Service gear, Cincinnati Bengals. You can find it all. The only one that is not authentic is the one that, like I said, is behind my shoulder here that a friend had made for me, or it was sent from maybe made in China. I don't know, but it's gold and black, and it's the Super Bowl trophy. Looking jersey, and that's very where cool. Burrow's going to take us, and yeah. That's why I got it hanging behind me right now.
It's very cool. Now, Anthony has an interesting thing. He said, I think we should leave the Big Ten because of what happened this year. Dude, you guys ain't leaving the Big Ten. There ain't no way. Are they a founding member of it?
We own the Big Ten.
Yeah, and Big Ten Network, way too much money. So, all right, now that Natural's got an interesting question, which I was reading, and I'm trying to think of stuff here. Any players from UC or Ohio State that the Bengals should consider drafting this year? Well, we talked about Wyatt Davis. And this is where I hate when we haven't played a whole lot of games and I can't remember the guy's name. He's not even a senior this year. I think he's a freshman, sophomore, but the tight end the Bengals have, or the Bearcats have. I think he is a potential NFL tight end. Because it's kind of becoming, I don't want to say tight end you, but, you know, we got Travis Kelce. And, oh, my goodness, who's the guy just got hurt himself for the Packers. He got drafted last year. He's actually behind me over here. Oh, my God. Anyway, he's another one. I think
we all know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and I cannot think of his name. But offhand right now, that's those are the guys. I mean, like I said, the tight end I'm talking about, he's still going to be in school for a couple more years. But Wayne Davis would be the one that I would like to get.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. All right, here you go. Christopher, how do you feel about Adrian Peterson also offering to help Joe Burrow recover? Remember, he came back and rushed 2,000 yards the next season after his injury. You know, I saw that article, but I did not get to read it. But if that guy is willing to help Joe Burrow, I would take it, you know, in a heartbeat. You know, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, it's really amazing how many players have reached out to him from, you know, from Whitworth to Peterson to, you know, just all these guys.
Well, it's cool that how much respect he's got already in a half a year in the NFL. I mean, legit vets, you know.
They can see it. Yeah. Now, the Steelers, they wanted to run their mouth and, you know, they won the game.
But Dupree, the one who talked all that crap.
Bud Dupree. Yeah.
Tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job.
Another Kentucky loser. No, you're from Kentucky. I'm kidding.
Chris just said, that's cool, my brother. My wife also served. Salute and who day.
So you got it, man. Check them out.
Yep. Anthony's got Pierce is a beast for UC. Yes. Yep. And Dokes would be a steal. Yeah. Dokes, that's our running back. He would be. DeGuire. That's the name. Yes, DeGuire. That's who I was thinking of. I really wanted the Bengals to try to draft him this past draft. I was kind of hoping they try to take a shot on him because I know he got hurt now, tore his ACL. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But that's what I said. UC's kind of become, I won't say tight end you, but we got two of them in there now. One of them's an all-pro. One of them's arguably one of the best tight ends in football, Travis Kelce. I mean, so you can't argue with
no matter success. Where he's been, no matter where he goes, he's always top.
Yeah, 10 you can't argue with his success. Now, I was hoping DeGuire was going to be, you know, with getting hooked up with Aaron Rodgers. I was hoping he would be another one that would take, which he still might. I mean, you know, he'd come back and good.
You know, we were all hoping that, you know, Joe Burrow would have Trey Waynes and, Reader Abel, and we would put up 28 points a game and we would be 12-0 right now too, you know, but
exactly.
Even Auden Tate now he's done for the year. I mean, Mixon, he's out for the year. I don't want to guarantee that, but that's my guess. What's the point?
The amount of injuries at the Bengals keep getting. I mean, it is unbelievable. I mean, that's the thing people got to keep in mind too with this season. We got COVID. We got a rookie quarterback. We got all these injuries, all this stuff going on. I mean, all this stuff Zach's got to deal with. And again, I'm not trying to make excuses, but it's just laying the facts out of what he's got to go through this year to me. To keep this team competitive, even last week, to keep them competitive and had a chance to win the game, I think that says a lot for Zach, and it says a lot for the character of the guys they have on the team. And that was one of the big things they said in the offseason, that they wanted guys with character. And to me, this year, if you're still out there giving your full effort and you're all in and still trying to play for your teammates and play for your coach, those are all good signs rolling into next year.
And you know what? I gotta give a shout out. I think Von Bell played one of his best games.
That was I agree with that. He can't cover though. He cannot cover.
He's not a cover guy.
No, he's definitely not good. No.
But we got Bates for that.
Right.
But run defense, reading plays. He's getting better and better and better, and you can see it. And when we first, when he first started, I gave him a little bit of help, but each game he's getting a little better and better. And there's not much work to be done in the secondary. We've got linebackers across the board.
Yeah, if we get pressure, consistent pressure on the quarter, it makes the secondary and everything easier. It just does. And that's what the Bengals, that's, to me, that's the biggest problem with the offense, or excuse me, with the defense. You know, we need to fix the line. You know, if you're designing a football team, what you should do is work from the inside out. That's the way you should. You should get your lines first. But the Bengals, for some reason, always work the opposite, from the outside in. They get all the skill guys and everything. Yeah. Then we get the line. The defense. And the
we need somebody like Aaron Donald.
Oh, God, Miles Garrett, too.
Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
They're not even just a force that's after the quarterback, but once they get to the quarterback, they put him on the ground. And that's been our bugaboo for games now. Yeah. We get there, but it's a swipe. It's a hand tackle. They run right through.
They run right by him.
Yeah, we don't have the guys that when they get there, you're going to the ground. There's no messing around, looping and coming out of it.
Get a guy like Myles Garrett, you can move him around. And if you can have a guy that he's still effective no matter where you put him inside, outside, you can put a linebacker, you know, that is huge. Because every time they got to figure out where that guy is, you know.
Yeah, and that's where the 3-4 defense that we were supposed to bring in comes from.
Right. You know? Exactly. That's what we don't have that. That's where I keep saying we don't have the players to do what they want to do. You know, there's been times if you watch the game, they are there. Like you said, there's a swipe that, you know, they tackle at their legs. They're there. They're just not good enough to make the plays. Yeah. You know,
that's don't have the size. You know, like Lawson.
He's right. He just doesn't have the size.
He can get there. He can do a little, you know, make you stumble on your feet a little bit. Maybe if you're Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he'll bounce right off of you and you throw the ball 50 yards down the field. But
he had a touchdown. Lawson's on his feet, grabbing him, and
he throws it like there's nothing.
Yeah,
Stay down there for a second. Hold on.
Yeah, hold on. I got this. You all right? You want some cookies? You're good. All right, cool.
I brought some Gatorade in my back pocket here. Sip on that. Hold on.
Right, exactly. I'll get back up here. Chris, or get a good one here. Do you all find it funny that Burrow was injured, Dalton had his head knocked off, and Whitworth were all injured? You're right. I didn't think about that. The Bengals cursed. I wish Bo Jackson would forgive us, or somebody would build a Harambe statue already. Oh, goodness. Chris has brought that up a couple of times. Like, dude, I've said that for years. It's the Bo Jackson curse. Bo, come to Cincinnati. We'll sacrifice a chicken or something and get rid of this.
We will all, have a vigil. We'll bring our candles and we'll pray you know, just whatever. God, please forgive us.
Right, exactly. Lord, how's Larry the Cable Guy? Lord, please forgive me.
Yeah, believe me. Lord, I apologize.
Lord, I apologize. Brad M. says, the Bengals need a better strength coach. I don't know. I mean, they haven't had that the last couple of years. They haven't had this many injuries. I put it all on no OTAs, no off-season workouts. They didn't do any of that stuff. And I think that has a lot to do with the injuries. You know, I mean, I said that at the beginning of the year. That's why I thought it was stupid they didn't have any preseason games, or at least have scrimmages against another team or something to simulate football. And I know we're, you know, over halfway through the season, but still, your body's got to get conditioned to do that. You got to condition it before you actually start doing it every single week. You know, so I still think that has a lot to do with why there's so many injuries for the Bengals. It's not just the Bengals, you know, lots of teams have got injuries.
Yeah, it's just been insane for us. And to be honest with you, I mean, I think one of the best, you know, coaches we've had on our team in the last 10, 12 years is Darren Simmons. I mean, yeah. I really do. I know I'm not saying he needs to be our head coach. I'm not saying he needs to be our offensive coordinator. I'm not saying he needs to be, but I'm just saying as a coach and for what his what he does for his position, yeah. We've been pretty damn solid for a long time, and we've always had good kick returners. The only thing I wish about him is he would move Erickson out of the way and put somebody else back there. Maybe a Darius Phillips, Erickson, or did we get rid of him?
We say that all the time, but then Erickson almost wins the game last week.
Oh, that's true. But you know, that's
one. That's one time. There's so many times that he fair catches it and there's nobody around him.
Like, and where he's going to fumble.
He gets the Steelers. He fumbled it on the first one.
Like, yeah, and you're just like, my God, here we – so it's, Darren's – you know, I think he's a great coach, but, you know, other than the punt returning situation, I don't like
it. We've said it a million times on here. Why haven't they tried John Ross? Punt returning. Why? Catch the ball, run.
We've got what, 5 games left? 4?
Yeah. I mean, and now Tate's hurt. Now Tate's hurt. Yeah. So he's not gonna play anymore. So activate Ross and put him at the punt return and see what the heck happens.
Yeah.
All right, Sean's got one. Or not Sean. Anthony, sorry. He said, even though the injuries, we can still win, but can't figure it out. Yeah, exactly. And that comes to what I've been saying is that's where I'll keep saying it, that they, a lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times they are there to make the plays. They just don't, you know. But you look at the Indianapolis game where we played zone the entire time. That had nothing to do with anybody making plays. That was a dumb coaching move. That's why. And Armadillo's done it. I think Armadillo's actually cost us 2 games. He cost us that Colts game. Cost us that. I think he cost us the second Browns game too.
I do too.
I mean, You can't, if you're not getting pressure on the quarterback, you can't back off the receivers. You can't, you know, because they have all day to, you know, it's wide open. It's like you can't do that. You got to have, you got to do one or the other. So that's where my biggest thing is. Armadillo needs to go. We need a complete franchise overhaul. I really like the sound of the people owning the team, and we should follow the footsteps of the Packers. There is, Christopher, I love you. There is absolutely no way in hell that's ever happening. We're not getting this team out of the Browns family. Brown family. It ain't happening. You know, I do like that idea, but God, I love you, dude, but it ain't happening.
I don't see it.
The natural. I was hoping Aaron Donald would fall to us in the draft year ago. Yeah, that would have been nice. Yeah, yep. This would be, imagine Geno and Donald next year's yard. Yeah.
Imagine a young Geno and Donald here.
Exactly. Prime. Hey, Big E, what's up, brother?
Big E back.
When they hired Zach, I think they changed the whole strength and conditioning crew. They might have. I don't know that for a fact. I honestly can't tell you who the strength and conditioning guy is.
I'm sure he brought in his own people. Inner circle type.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing.
This is not, Christopher says, Darren Simmons is the assistant head coach. I believe you. I don't know. Now, Anthony says,
and just to go back to that, man, Chris or Christopher, I'm sorry. What I meant, I wasn't saying that he wasn't able to coach our team or wasn't able to coach our defense or other. I was just letting everybody know, and everybody that's going to watch this who will send me a million things, you know, saying, you think Darren Simmons needs to be our new head coach?
Yeah, after the show, we get blown up on Facebook a lot.
Yeah, so that's what I was getting at is I'm not saying Darren Simmons needs to be our next head coach, but like I said, I think he's the best coach we've had 12 years. I mean,
oh yeah, he's been a very good, very good, special, yeah. Very good special teams coach. Now, Anthony, he's talking about Ross saying he can't catch. Well, I've seen him catch, not a lot, but you got to be able to try to do something. And the thing is, why not try it right now? You know, Worst case, he can't catch and they fumble the ball, just like Erickson did. So
I don't see him coming back at all.
No, I don't know. I honestly, I don't see him coming back. I mean, I wish they would have done this earlier in the year to see if he could do it.
But this is the thing with Ross is when he comes in the game, everybody knows the defensive coordinator on the other team that they know he's either going to try to go long or we're going to put him over behind three receivers and try to do a quick slant pass and let him zig and zag and try to run. And they're ready for it every damn time. And it has not worked out for John Ross. I don't know why, but that's what seems to. He's got certain plays, it seems like to me.
The other thing Ross does that drives me nuts, he quits on plays. He'll run. And I noticed, not this year because he didn't really play, but with Andy Dalton last couple of years, he quit on a play. I'm like, dude, you're fast as hell. Run. Why are you not? The one thing that got you in the NFL was your speed. That's what got you here. That's what got you a first round pick. And when he quits on plays, I've seen him do it. He'll just stand there. Oh, you're not going to throw it to me. Dude, you can't do that. Especially if our quarterback is running around for his life. You got to run. That's been my biggest issue with him. He doesn't run.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Joe. Yeah, I agree with Jeff. This COVID crap, what causes all these injuries? Yeah, I think so. I mean, because there's been a lot of them. All right, Anthony, that's why we're working Ross at DB before the injury. Yeah, I mean,
he got injured the day of.
Yeah, I don't disagree that he can't catch. He should be able to catch a punt. I mean, how many cornerbacks are punt returners? You know, he should be able to do that. I think it's worth trying, but not now. All right, maybe Zach will get run over on the sideline, play, and Simmons can take over.
Hey, the rest of the year, see what happens. You never know. But no, I'm just kidding. I don't see us getting rid of Zach Taylor this year.
All right, there we go.
I won't say anything else other than this year.
This year. Brad in. All three of the Bengals strength coaches have 2 years of experience.
Is that total or is that all three of them with two each? Or I don't know. But
that's not a whole lot.
That's not much. No.
Yeah. If Ross could catch, we would have put up Kansas City offensive numbers.
I can see it.
Yeah. Because
he can see out the side of his eyes just like Mahomes can. I mean,
He could be. That's where I thought he could be the next, Tyreek. Which, dude, honestly, Anthony, I'll tell you this: I have a very bad feeling that, Ross will get signed by Kansas City next year and he'll take off. That's my fear. Brad's rolling back two each. So that's two.
Okay. Yeah. That's not much.
No, exactly. So, all right. I think we're going to roll on out of here. It's 6:44. So I invite you guys to join our Facebook groups that we help run. They are Bengals Nation, Bearcat Country, Reds Country, and Cyclones Country. I will be getting the sound off of this and put it on the podcast. Make sure you guys check it out. And make sure you follow me on all my social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. YouTubers, like, subscribe, share, tell everybody about me. I'm at 708. That's awesome. And like I said, me and Jeremy are talking about this. I don't know when it's going to happen, but hopefully eventually soon we'll be able to do a call-in show. Maybe not every day, maybe once a week or something. We'll try to figure it out so you guys can come on the show. And instead of me popping up the questions, we talk face to face like this, like a normal talk show. So, Jeremy D, do me a favor and you let us roll on out of here, please, sir.
We'll do it. And just want to let all you Facebook watchers know that all you got to do is go to YouTube, Sports with Strawberry Ice, hit subscribe. Watch on there.
Subscribe.
Yep. That's simple. It's all free.
Exactly.
But as I go in and out, may be here tomorrow, may not be, Jeff will be here. Jeff's always here for you guys Friday, are my normal days. I normally jump on here when I can. But if I don't see you guys tomorrow, if I don't see you guys till Friday, remember one thing. You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati. So act like it. Houdet, let's be Bengal fans. Let's get this done this year. Let's wait on Burrow, and let's fill the stadium next year. Screw this COVID bull. Okay? Yeah.
Exactly. And that's just sports, baby.